What's the one big decision you secretly regret? Allowing my son to move to Missouri with his father. Biggest mistake ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's 13 too. I regret moving in with my boyfriend instead of staying around to finish school. Oh, yeah.
But your parents told you that, too.
You're going to have that with Dusty. Can't you just tell?
Stop it.
Oh, for sure.
Mama, I'm in love.
No, she's got a very strong head on her shoulder. Yeah. She's going to make good decisions.
She jumped off of a playset and broke her leg because her friends told her to.
Yeah.
That's not a strong head on your shoulder.
She was six.
She's seven now.
She's totally going to join the carnival.
Oh, she is.
She's going to be a carny, don't you think?
She's going to circus camp.
See?
I'm not kidding. She's going to circus camp this summer.
Yep. She's going to be the bearded lady.
Yeah, on her way.
4 kids over 10 years later, getting married. That's my regret.
Whoa.
Oh. That. We had the perfect Disney princess wedding, and it cost $30,000 and was absolutely perfect. But now I really wish we would have saved and or invested that money toward things in our future.
Yeah, it's one day you spent all that money.
Right?
That's tough to get over.
Moving from California to the Midwest, my senior year of high school, I wish I would have been strong enough to tell my parents no.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Getting drunk and cheating on my amazing boyfriend with my scumbag ex. My boyfriend and I broke up and I had to move out. I regret it every day. I messed up so bad. I went to rehab. I'm sober now.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa, what a story.
That's a big life change. It's a big regret.
My biggest regret is dating someone in prison all throughout my early 20s. I missed out on so much. By not going out and being loyal to him.
Oh.
Faithful to a prisoner.
Oh.
Interesting. Huh. I regret staying at home instead of moving out when I was 18.
Oh.
Hmm. I saw a statistic. What is it? Like half of people 18 and older, half of kids, are still living at home.
I know. They're living at home. I think they said the average age of moving out now is 23.
23.
Yeah, my babies can stay with me as long as they want.
What's the one big decision you regret? Kissed a girl in college, got strep throat, lost my kidneys, and had a transplant. From strep throat?
Whoa.
Oh, I've never heard of it being that bad.
Wow.
I'm never kissing a girl again.
Right. You know what? Me either.
See?
Yeah, stand your ground, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm going to stand my ground. Staying with my boyfriend for 5 years. Never loved him. Didn't really like him either. When I broke up with him the first year, I should have stuck with it. I settled.
Oh, no.
Oh, I kissed my sister and really liked it.
What?
Oh.
God, I hope it's step.
Stepsister, probably.
Yeah, probably. They didn't say that, but probably.
My biggest decision, I regret not hooking up with the married woman I had started an affair with.
Oh.
Oh, giving up my home in Colorado, moving to Minnesota to raise kids near the in-laws. They moved a few years later to Arizona.
Oh, cool. Thanks, guys.
Well, that's what you do in Minnesota.
Yeah, you retire and move.
You go to God's waiting room and you wait for your number to be called in AZ.
Yeah.
Biggest regret is seeing Bruno movie back in the day. It was the worst movie ever.
Oh, that was that Sacha Baron Cohen film, wasn't it? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some really funny movies like Borat, and then he had some really bad movies.
Bruno was just dumb.
It was dumb. Yeah. You watched it and went, I can't get this time back.
Yeah.
That was a tough one to watch.
I wonder if they're referring to the talking part.
That
Do
or
you remember?
That, or,
yeah.
I missed this movie.
He had his guy talking on camera, and he opened it up so the little mouth went.
No.
Yeah, or the parties.
You saw the whole
parties
thing?
At people's homes. Yeah. Oh, no,
like
he doesn't hold
puppet?
Back.
Okay, that's a little funny.
Yeah, he animated it so his little thing talked.
Oh, I wish he had a little hat on it.
It's always back to the hat for you for that.
Little glasses.
Yeah, oh, see? I knew it. Yep.
Oh, with a little lipstick on there.
Oh, boy. We're losing her, big guy.
Okay,
we're losing her.
Back.
Okay. My God.
Thank you, Desers.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at Ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.